Thank you for calling customer service. This is Casey. How may I assist you?
Yes, I was calling to see why a charge was deducted from my bank account without my authorization.
Yes, ma'am. Please bear with me. My computer is running slow, so it's taking its sweet time loading everything onto the screen.
Okay.
Can I please get a first and last name?
First name is Cindy. The last name is Hepler, H-E-P-L-E-R.
Okay. To make sure I'm in the correct account, could you please verify your address for me?
It's 2210 Danlin Road, Louisville, Kentucky, 40299.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Please bear with me. Again, my computer is running slow, so it is taking its sweet time loading.
Okay.
Okay, to verify I'm in the correct account, I'm sorry, you already did that. Never mind. My computer is running super slow. I do apologize.
Okay.
Okay, ma'am. It looks like, do you remember on the 20th where you thought you could get a Keurig for $5.74?
Yes.
Okay, ma'am. Well, what it was is you paid $5.74 to receive 20 entries at one time into a sweepstakes to win the Keurig. Per the terms and conditions, when you put your credit card slash bank card information in, if you did not cancel within 48 to 72 hours, and they had the sweepstakes for the same product again, they were going to put your name in the drawing and charge you $67.32. And what that does versus the $5.74 is instead of 20 entries, you go from 1 in 1,000 with 20 entries to 1 in 500. If you don't win off of that, you don't cancel, you go from 1 in 500 to 1 in 100, and so on, basically until you win or you cancel.
Bob, wasn't there any information about that on the website before I did it? If that was the case, I would never have done it. It was going to cost me about $70.
Huh? Ooh. It's the Concord Grape, right?
Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you still there?
Yes, ma'am.
So, is there any way to get refunded the $73?
No, ma'am. Unfortunately, I can't give you a full refund, but I can do 50%. And it's $63.32.
What's $63?
$67.32 is what the charge was, ma'am, not $73.
Well, if you do the $5.74 with it, it's $73. And you're saying you can only refund half of that?
Yes, ma'am.
You can only refund half of the $67.32.
Yes, ma'am.
What a scam. Okay. So how long will it take for the refund to show up?
Anywhere from 3 to 5 business days, at least on our end. The longest it takes is 5 days. Depending on your bank, it can be as quick as 24 hours or less, and sometimes it could take up to 30 days. On our end, though, the longest it takes is 5 to go back.
Okay. Is there anything else that I need to do?
Yes, ma'am. Hold on. I'm not quite done on my end. If everything is done correctly, it will give me a cancellation number.
Okay.
Okay, are you ready for that cancellation number?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
It's going to be C as in Charlie, 263-424-440. I'm going to repeat it again. That's C as in Charlie, 263-424-440.
Okay.
Is there anything else I can help you with today, ma'am?
No, I'm sorry. What did you say your name was?
Casey.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You're so welcome. Thank you for calling customer service. You have a wonderful day.
You too.
Bye-bye.